This message is sponsored by Greenlight.
So this weekend, I had, oh my goodness, 4 kids over that were not mine, right? And Travis is gone. So I'm like, I'm a very good mom pretty much. So afterwards, I'm like, Cruz, don't forget your chores. My house was so spotless afterwards because of Greenlight. Literally just because of Greenlight. Like, this is the best thing ever for me. Cruz is all about doing chores so he can get his $10 a week allowance. It is such a game changer. And now whenever he wants to buy something, I'm like, well, how much do you have in your Greenlight account? Can you afford it? Can you not? Like, if not, you have to save.
When I was at your house the other day and Cruz was asking to do something because he needed 10 bucks and you were finally like, I'll give you $10 just to go away. And he was like, put it on my Greenlight.
Yeah. He's always like, can you put it on my Greenlight? But it's also so cute because you can get it with their picture on it. Has Cruz shown
yes!
you? He's like so proud of this card with his picture
face.
On it. Yeah. He feels like he is so cool.
Yep. He's always working for a dollar.
Yes. It's awesome.
With the Greenlight app, kids learn how to save, invest, and spend money wisely thanks to games that teach money skills in a fun, accessible way. Millions of parents and kids are learning about money on Greenlight. It's the easy, convenient way for parents to raise financially smart kids and families to navigate life together.
Sign up for Greenlight today and get your first month free when you go to greenlight.com/weeklydose. That's greenlight.com/weeklydose to try Greenlight for free. Greenlight.com/weeklydose.
Yay Networks.
Hey guys, it's Stephanie.
I'm Brandy.
And this is your weekly dose of BS. We are back.
Yes, okay.
We are.
This past week, we all watched the hurricane hit Florida. And Brandy, my first thought was you. The land that you want to one day call home was destroyed.
I know. You know what? I feel really guilty because we do have a favorite place that we plan on moving one day called Siesta Key. Oh. And so I feel like when I was praying for them and I was praying for the armor of God over it, I was really only thinking of that place and God knew my thoughts.
Wait, are they safe?
Yes.
God was like, I'm going to clear some land for Brandy.
They were like, like that was like the bullseye.
Oh my gosh.
Like Sarasota, Bradenton, you know, area. However, poor Brian still lost 2 marinas.
I was wondering.
Like, but you know what? It's horrible. So many people lost their homes and, you know what? And I don't know how many people lost their lives and lost loved ones, but material things can be replaced.
Yeah.
But lives can't. So
I saw a lot of people were live streaming the hurricane on TikTok. Did you see this?
Okay, so
I also saw a house on top of a building.
Yeah, on top of a condo building.
Well, I saw somebody in their house recording, and I'm like, why are you not gone? And they were like, is that a shark? Like, everything was underwater, and it looked like a little shark swam by.
There's no way.
Their neighborhood.
Well, there were alligators in people's houses.
There's no way. Have you watched? Oh. There was a scary movie I watched with Cruz. I can't remember what the name of it is, but it was like
Sharknado.
No, it was actually pretty scary. And it was like, I think a hurricane was coming and this girl went to find her dad and then her dad was in the basement and the basement was flooded and there were like 3 alligators and the dad was like, they were just trying to save
her dad. Oh, I know
what you're
talking about.
It was so scary.
Oh, no, was it a true story?
No.
Okay, well, it felt like a true story.
A true story really was is that Travis was somewhere golfing and I just was scrolling on Instagram and I saw him just being like, oh yeah, look at this. Like it was
there was an alligator. He said,
I think that was a crocodile.
I don't know
huge.
What it was. But he said that it was on the golf course. First of all, like, why are you golfing somewhere where alligators can just jump up and eat you? That is the first problem in life.
Yeah, where was that?
Second of all, I don't even know. I don't pay attention anymore. He travels so much. I'm like, toodles. but he said that there was like a turtle just sitting there. And then out of nowhere, this alligator just like, you see it kind of.
He's like, I'm hungry.
Coming close. And then it just jumps up there. He was like, it's actually really fast. And then it just grabs this turtle. And I'm like, first of all, you should sacrifice yourself to save an animal. Cruz was very devastated. But yeah, he said like he said it was huge. And it's on the golf course.
It ate a very big turtle, too.
It was huge.
I was perturbed by this.
I am confused at how they're fast because, like, their arms or legs, whatever they're called, arms, legs, whatever, are, like, on the sides, I feel like, of their bodies. And
they waddle.
Have to, like, yeah, they waddle.
Well, I think I'm pretty sure they're fast on, but they're really, so how they kill people, how they kill their prey is that they, like, take it and then they do the death roll where they roll, and then that's how they kill.
The alligators roll?
Yeah, like in the water.
Oh,
like
they like
take
spin.
In and spin. Yeah.
Like, oh,
they
yeah,
call
yeah.
It roll.
That movie you were talking about, if anyone wants to watch, father get eaten by alligators called Crawl, by the way.
It's so scary.
Oh, you just, would know that.
Yes. Well, Trey just told me.
Yeah, it's so scary. Yes, there it is.
So I was perturbed by this video because I had a run-in or a run-over with a duck a few weeks ago, and I told Stephanie, and she just made it sound like her and Jesus decided that I was not going to heaven because of that.
Travis would be right there with you.
Travis had the nerve to go on, and he called me and chastised me for it, too, and then he had the nerve to post this video of a poor turtle getting eaten by a crocodile and nothing.
Yeah. No, I mean, I told him you and Trey are both going to be, you know, not where Jesus is. So I'm going to save the kids.
Do you know that alligators are becoming more, you're more likely to see them now in North Texas?
Like that's
in our lakes? Yes. Like there's been one in Eagle Mountain Lake. There have been in Lake Ray Hubbard. Like you go look, you can Google this and it's true.
Okay. Oh, that makes me never want to go swim in the lake again.
There used to be one in Turtle Creek and then they caught it and killed it. But my question is, how did it get there?
Someone put it there. I think people buy baby alligators like illegally and they think they're so cute and then they get big enough to, you know, potentially eat them. And then they're like, I'm just going to throw it in the first body of water I see.
That's true.
Yeah.
So do you know the total? I read that this was the most expensive hurricane to ever hit the U.S. Do you know how much of like how big was the marina that was knocked out? Are all these boats just like gone or how does that work?
Yeah. So I was trying to understand it, but like the boats are on a dock, obviously, and the dock is like connected, but they can lift up.
Yes.
So the hurricane completely takes them up and then takes everything back with it. We were talking about it, like where now are they all these yachts that are down in the water? Is it now like scuba diving type potentially, or are they going to have to pull them out? Brian did not know the answers to my questions. So
I know that like certain things you can't pull out because it would disrupt the ecosystem.
So you just leave down it there.
Or some you have to pull out because it would. There's a really interesting documentary on a cruise ship that sank, a few years ago, and they couldn't pull it out because so much had grown around it.
Oh, that's interesting.
That it would have killed
it. I remember Brandy and I going for her 40th birthday, and oh gosh, there was a hurricane there, like I think a few years prior, and that place still looked like the hurricane had just gone by. Where was it? It was like,
I can't remember.
The Virgin Islands or something like around.
It was like Little Dix Bay, Virgin Gorda.
And it still looked like not much had happened. But even whenever we had that really bad tornado in Dallas, this was years back. I mean, I felt like for the longest time, you would still drive down that main road where I took Chance to school and people still didn't have roofs on. They had so much damage because I guess, you know, if there's that much damage, everyone's trying to hire the same people to come in and fix it. So it takes a long time. But I'm praying for everybody in Florida. I cannot imagine how scary that is. But I swear, I think I would be that person who would be so scared. I would get away like immediately if it was even starting to rain and I thought a hurricane was coming. Like I would not be one of those people on TikTok in my home upstairs with my camera going. Like there's no way.
Well, so Zach being from Louisiana is very used to hurricanes. And he was telling me that it was a very normal occurrence in their house growing up that his mom would put all the furniture on like canned vegetables in case there was flooding, it would at least save the furniture.
Wait, on like cans?
They would like put the tables on top of cans so that it was up, you know, a good 6 inches in case water came in. It wasn't going to ruin the table and the couch and all that stuff.
Wow.
Like they kind of expected the flooding.
Wow. You bet. I would, I mean, I do feel like
that was all over TikTok as well.
I feel like I have enough canned vegetables where I could maybe save a few pieces of furniture, but I have to go buy lots of soup because.
Well, your house is like 10 feet up. You're fine, I think.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, but it's crazy.
Yeah.
So, Stephanie, well, I feel like you both are at like on the verge of like cool mom, embarrassing mom phase with your kids. And Stephanie is riding a very fine line now that she has a teenager with a girlfriend.
Yes. I literally have even Snapchat pictures because Travis and him share the same. I have to show you, Brandy.
Oh, my gosh. So I was
at his little girlfriend.
Oh, yes. Well, by the way.
Wait, you hacked his Snapchat?
No. So everything that goes to his phone goes to Travis's phone. So I just see like every time him and his friends are, you know, if he saves a Snapchat or if anything's saved, any picture is saved. I get it because it goes, him and Travis like save the same thing. So he gets Travis.
So you all share an iCloud account.
I don't, but Travis and him do. And
I see.
Like it drives Travis crazy because Chance has like all these, you know, obnoxious things that he saves. But I'm like, listen, it's good because one day we're going to be so happy about this.
So a few weeks ago, I was at a football game. Chance was playing the football game, and mm-hmm. Brooklyn was cheering, and Brandy had her big first cheer coach moment. It was so nice. Yeah. But after the game, Stephanie wanted a picture of Chance and Brooklyn, and she was going to run across the field as Chance was having his little team meeting and pull him and yell at him for a photo. I was like, do not. You will never be invited back.
Well, I would never stop it because Travis said the coach would get mad at me, but I was like, he wanted to see her and the cheerleaders get done before that. And I was like, wait here. And then whenever they said hi to each other, I was like, I have to get a picture because this is like, you never have first again. Like, I feel like you have like, you know, like the fifth, sixth game, but you never have like the first game, like mm-hmm. the first like time you play for the school or the first time you're like compete against each other. So every Friday. I don't know if it is like this for Brooklyn, but all the boys at his school, like all the kids go to the football, like the high school football game, the regular one. Like that's like the thing to do. And so I drop him off. I don't really like football, so I don't stay, but I drop him off with all of his friends. And so this was like last Friday. I'm supposed to pick him up, and then he keeps pushing me back because the game's not over. And then finally at 10 o'clock, I'm like, listen, I've got to go to bed. This is like an hour past my bedtime. I am picking you up. Travis was out of town. So I pick him up as the game ends. And he proceeds to tell me he has a girlfriend. Well, the first girlfriend he had, he did not tell me. So I was very excited that this happened. He said, but you cannot tell Dad or Cruz. And I was like, deal, I will not tell either of them. And then I was like, well, how long have you had this girlfriend? He was like, well, 30 minutes, Mom. So he asked her out the last 30 minutes of the game. And then he said her birthday's tomorrow. And I said, you have to get her a gift. Like, if she's your girlfriend, no matter how long you've been together, you have to get her a gift. So I helped him pick out a gift for her. Well, I found something for her. And then he said, Mom, I'm in seventh grade. This is too much.
What was it?
It was a Louis Vuitton bracelet.
What?
It was really cute.
Oh, my gosh. His girlfriend of
it was like
one
a
day?
Louis Vuitton bracelet. I'm like, listen, if you're going to have a girlfriend, do it right. It's like, it was like for all of 8 hours.
Oh, my gosh. I want to be your boyfriend.
Yes, you should. I'm very good at gifts. So then he went ahead and bought her like a little, I think it was either a necklace or a bracelet with like her initials on it. He picked it out. It was from Amazon. It was very reasonable, but it wasn't as cute as what I picked out.
oh my God.
Anyway, so Travis found out from a little birdie that said, don't tell Chance, but like your son has a girlfriend. He doesn't want you to know because you're not in the cool club, but I am. So just wanted you to know, but you may want to, you know, if he tells you, don't act like it's a big deal because he's not sharing it with you.
So how long were you holding over Travis's head that you knew and he didn't?
He did not tell Travis for 6 days. And the only reason he told Travis is because I picked his girlfriend and her friend up for a mom was having like a little, we have no school. This was last Wednesday and his girlfriend needed a ride. So I picked his girlfriend and her friend up, even though I possibly would have been late to pick Cruz up, but I wanted to meet the girl. This is my one chance. So I was like, I will be late for Cruz to meet your girlfriend. So I picked her up and her friend took him to a party and then Travis had to pick him up. So he has a girlfriend.
So how did he tell Travis?
Well, Travis said, who's that girl you were hanging out with? And then Chance said, what are you talking about? And then Travis said, I'm not stupid. Like, and then he said, okay, that's my girlfriend. But it's really cute. Like, he goes to all of her volleyball games. He carries her volleyball bag. I'm making him open and close every door I walk through because I want him to, like, learn that that's how you treat a girl, right? And then I'm having him, when he picked her up, I made him get out of the car, even though he was embarrassed, go to her door. I'm like, maybe she doesn't care, but trust me, her parents will definitely care. But it's fun. It's like, she's real sweet. And so it's not bad. And like holding hands is a big deal to him. So I know that nothing really has happened.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. That's so funny. Well, it's funny that because Brooklyn kind of has something similar going on. However, all of a sudden, like, you know, because I have to be at the school, she's like, Mom, can you just go wait in an area that nobody's at? Seriously?
Will you park across the street and keep your windows rolled up?
I did, actually. I parked across the street in the other parking lot, and then I walked over, and I just sat in the gym and waited for the girls. So I'm like, what's going on? So Brinkley's like, yeah, she's really embarrassed when you hang out because all the boys think you're hot, Mom.
That's so cute. You're like, Brandy may have a boyfriend, see?
I'm like, well, let me pick which one I like. Just kidding. Just kidding.
Is she into like boys yet or like dating or is she kind of like?
I think she might have a crush on one of them, but she won't admit it to me. So, and she does not like me at the school at all.
No.
No.
No, I did a lunch lady duty at Chance's school and he really did not want me to be there. And I was really excited. I did it only to annoy him. And then I did not realize that I had to do it for the under school people, like the little school, lower school. So I was like,
did you
want to
leave after you served him?
Yeah. Well, no, I couldn't serve him. I had to serve like the little kids. I would not even have signed up if I didn't think I could embarrass him. Like that was my only reason I had to do. I was either the soup lady or the sandwich, we have panini. And I was like, panini is way too hard for me. I can only do soup. So I had to pour the soup.
Oh my gosh.
Now a word from our sponsor, BetterHelp. You guys know we love BetterHelp. I have used BetterHelp for years now. And what I love about BetterHelp is it is a fraction of the cost of traditional therapy. And you can do therapy in the comfort of your own home. You're matched to your perfect therapist by going online, taking a quiz. And then based on the answers to your quiz, you're matched to the perfect person to fit your needs. If for some reason it's not a great match, you can continue trying out a new therapist until you find the perfect one for you. You can talk to your therapist via video chat, over the phone, and you can connect with your therapist through text message throughout the entire month. I like BetterHelp because I do not enjoy driving in traffic, especially if you live in Dallas, to go see your therapist and then having to sit there. And then, you know, I don't like to leave my house. So for me, it's just the fact that I can sit in carpool, sit in my living room, and get therapy is my favorite thing about BetterHelp. If you're thinking about giving therapy a try, BetterHelp is a great option. It's convenient, accessible, affordable, and entirely online. Again, you get matched with a therapist after filling out a brief survey, and you can switch therapists at any time. When you want to be a better problem solver, therapy can get you there. Visit BetterHelp.com/weeklydose today and get 10% off of your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/weeklydose.
Oh my gosh, so Brinkley had a birthday this week.
Yes.
And I was just trying to go through pictures to post something of her because last year I didn't post anything of her and she got really upset about it. But so I found this video and it just completely reminded me of Britney. If you go watch it, it's very random dance moves.
Like, oh my gosh.
And I was like, this That's is totally hysterical. Giving me Britney vibes. Only she was like maybe 8 in the video.
And Britney's, is she 40 now? Yes.
Yes. Yeah. She's about to be 41.
Have you seen the conspiracies around her dance videos?
So what, okay. So a part of me is like, wait, is something really going to come out? And like, why does she post the random things and then take them down? And then why does she repost it? I mean,
so the whole conspiracy is that she's not actually posting these videos herself. Because people are trying to blame Sam. Because in one of the videos, it looks like there's a reflection and you can see someone record it. Like you can see the phone. And so they're saying that it's a double-sided mirror.
Okay.
And so they're saying she doesn't know she's being recorded and these are being posted.
But then why are all of her rants about her family? Like surely she knows those are being posted.
Yeah.
Well, and she deleted her wedding stuff.
Oh,
she did?
That's what...
I didn't know that.
Okay, yeah, so let me go look because I definitely saw that.
This is me creating my own conspiracy theory, but I do not necessarily think that they're a great couple because he never posts pictures of her, A. B, like he's all together and always looks put together. She doesn't even brush her hair. Like, I'm sorry, but if you are like at least like help your girlfriend out. And also like it just, I feel like he...
Oh, she deleted her account.
Again? Oh, she deleted her. But I feel like he's... Another I wonder day. If he's, like, working with the family or something. Like, if it's, like, an arranged thing.
That's what I've always kind of thought.
It does not make... They make zero sense to me.
I'm curious. So, Rihanna was announced that she's performing the Super Bowl this year. And her and Britney have that song S&M together. Would it not just rock our world if Britney popped up?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah,
yes.
But she says she doesn't want to... I mean, did you see her rant about... wishing she was never a part of Hollywood.
Yeah.
Wait,
but
what was
I mean,
this? What did she say? Yeah,
it changes every day.
No, and today she has deleted her social media. It was up yesterday.
Why does it say Channel 8?
That is another one of those conspiracy things.
Like her name is no longer Britney Spears. Underneath her picture, it says Channel 8. Hmm. I have not been on Instagram that much, so I have not seen that, but...
You know, my new favorite Instagram page is Kanye West, and he loves to troll Kris Jenner. He changed his profile picture to Kris Jenner's profile picture.
Stop it.
Oh my gosh.
Stop it.
Oh man, it's fun. If you don't follow Kanye West, you need to. He keeps stuff up for like 5 minutes and it's gone.
So you have to like screenshot it.
You really have to be on it.
Guys, the podcast gods have delivered yet again because our favorite OG New Jersey housewife, Teresa Giudice, just launched a new podcast. It's called Namaste Bitches. And every Wednesday, Teresa and her co-host, Melissa Feiser, are bringing the sass, fun, real talk, and serious table flipping to you as they explore everything from life, love, family, to food, fashion, and celebrity.
Their candid convos deliver plenty of drama, explosive energy, and attitude. So turn up the volume because things are about to get juicy, Jersey style. Download Namaste Bitches wherever you get your podcasts.
I've never been a real big fan of the Kardashians, but I did watch a little bit of their season two.
Really? What do you think?
It's so, Brandy, have you watched it?
No.
It's okay. So it's so good because I was one of those people also that was like, what in the world is wrong with you, Khloe, with this Tristan guy? But it's actually really sad because the first few episodes, like especially the first episode, you know, he kind of pushes her to,
well, the first episode they filmed at the end and they pushed it to the very yes
because she ended up having the baby, so they had to because it probably was weird that she didn't talk about having a surrogate the entire season.
But they picked up right where season one left off when Kim got the phone call
that Tristan had another girlfriend.
Yes, and she was on the phone with Khloe.
So I guess it comes out that 2 weeks before that phone call, Tristan obviously knew for a long time he had another girl pregnant, but he was pushing Khloe because they wanted to have another baby. Mm-hmm. So he was pushing her to do all of the steps to kind of finalize and with the surrogate.
Within a certain time frame, though.
But he wanted it done like right away. And this was like 2 weeks before everything came out legally with Tristan and his baby mama, whatever you want to call her. So he pushed Khloe to have a baby with him, knowing that he had this other lady that Khloe had no idea about who was pregnant with his child and all this legal stuff with her. So it's kind of sad because Khloe's like...
Oh, it was really sad because she was like, this kind of ruins the joy of having the baby because I feel like I was conned into having a baby with him. It was very interesting. Yes. But so on that phone call with Kim, though, she says, she was like, are you by yourself? And she's like, no, I'm not. And she was like, well, I need to really talk to you. And Khloe says, I told her that we're having a baby. And I found out like last week that it took. And now this is happening. After Kim had just said, well, thank God you're not having a baby with him. And she was like, well, I am.
Oh, no. Poor Khloe.
I know.
But it's, yeah.
I mean, there had to be something in it for him, right? Like, does he get money, residuals?
I don't know. I'm guessing he probably wanted to, like, lock her down for some reason. I mean, she's financially probably much better off than him because she's from that family. It's just a very weird thing. But also, like, I think when she was pregnant with her first baby, wasn't that when it came out that he cheated on her? So she had her baby, like... She was in the delivery
room. She found out she was 9 months pregnant.
Yeah, so she was 9 months pregnant whenever all that stuff happened and he cheated on her. So this is like the second and her own, both of her pregnancies have been around him like being unfaithful.
How sad.
And that's so sad. It was really sad, actually. It made me tear up a little bit.
Speaking of the Kardashians, I was going in this little TikTok wormhole yesterday. It really brings me joy to know that there are people that have... less to do with their life than me, because someone went and looked up all of Kylie's trademarks, and you can find like Kylie Cosmetic, Kylie Skin, and then they went and researched the lawyer that was associated with that and saw that there was a new trademark that was filed the week after Kylie gave birth, and the trademark name is Christian. Kristian. And so the theory is that is her son's name.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's a great name. Mm.
But it's spelled with a K. So it's like Chris, Kristian. Yeah.
That's a great
name. Rhymes
with
Tristan.
I like that name. Yeah, that's a great name.
That's cute. I like it.
Well, there are a lot of things that I have loved about the podcast. Yes, one of the things that I have really loved that you turned me on to was Skillshare. Whether you've been at it for decades or you're looking just to get started, it's never a bad time to explore how your passions could turn into a profitable side hustle. You know, here's my thing. Whenever I'm home all day, I'm like, I could be doing more. And then I'm like, But what would I do? And that's kind of why I turned to Skillshare. I was like, let me figure out what I want to do. And what I love is that they have expert-led classes that cover everything from graphic design to hand letter writing. You can perfect your handwriting, which is something I'm very interested in. It's actually a really cool class. I've done it. Or you can do like web development, photography. But best of all, you just pay once and you get unlimited access to many classes for a whole year.
I like it because it's helped me with my social media.
Oh.
I don't know if y'all have noticed. I've had more of a presence lately.
You know what? I have noticed.
Yes. Me too. Like, you actually do stories. Sometimes I'll be like, oh my God, there she is.
And it's great because each class on Skillshare is broken up into bite-sized modules packed with actionable insights, and you can do it in carpool. Can I get an amen?
Amen. Amen.
Woohoo.
You'll never be bored in carpool ever again.
So with one affordable yearly membership, you unlock unlimited access to as many classes as you want, and you can keep learning on the go with the Skillshare app. Turn your passion into payday with Skillshare. Visit Skillshare.com/weeklydose today to get your first month free. That is Skillshare.com/weeklydose.
Oh my gosh, I have a story to tell you guys. It's nothing to do with me, but somebody told me yesterday, a friend of mine, as we were walking, I'm not going to say her name, but everyone knows her.
I know who you're talking about.
And we're walking and she's dating this guy. And she's talking about, I don't know why, but you know when people like talk to you about their sex life and I'm like, oh, okay. Anyways, so I'm like, well, do you like this guy? Anyways, and then her sex life comes up and she's like, yes, the first time that we ever slept together, he licked my asshole. And I was like, what? And she was like, I was so drunk, but I very much remember that he licked my a-hole. And I was like, oh my God, I have never in my life had that happen. I'm going to be honest. And then she was like, and I remember it was very nice. But anyway, so I guess like they sobered up and then recently had a conversation about like sexual things or whatever. And then he told her that he really liked assholes.
She's like, wait, I wasn't the first.
So anyway, my question is, I have never had my anus licked ever in my life. Like, and I would never. And she said, I just hope he doesn't expect me to return the favor because it's not going to happen. I was like, amen. I would never, ever, ever. Like if Travis was, you know, dying and I had to do mouth-to-mouth resuscitation on his anus, I would have to think about how much do I care if he lives.
Mouth-to-mouth resuscitation on his anus. Hold on. There are so many things that make me cringe about this story. First of all, I have more questions than I feel like you're going to have answers
to. And then she said, what if I would have pooped before?
Right. Okay. So that's a thing. Was there a shower beforehand? Because if it was drunk sex, there probably wasn't.
No, I didn't know.
Ew. There is. Oh my gosh. There is about 3.5 minutes of confidence between me and my booty hole after I shower to where after it's like, I don't think so.
Brandy, have you ever had your anus licked?
Spontaneously.
Never. No. And this is like their first time ever going at it.
No. Ew, I want to meet this man.
If
this
Travis
is
even
strange.
Tried, I would be so, it would stress me out. I'd be like, oh, please don't. I would feel bad for him. But yes, yeah, so anyways, very random. But I was just like, wow, I wonder how many people out there just randomly have people lick their anus. I've never in my life tried.
I mean,
I'm sure that
nobody would
want to
lick mine. Mine's not just not cute.
Flower power.
What if you farted? Like,
wait, have you ever licked an anus with hemorrhoids? Trey.
Oh, that was very specific. I'm going to say
Brandy has her flower power. And like, does
that's what I call my thing.
You call your hemorrhoids flower power?
Yeah. They're disgusting.
Oh, wow. Let me just ask then, if your husband's ever like, hey, get to licking, what would you say?
No. I mean, his or mine? No. Even mine? No. I would be like, no, you need to seek help. I know what comes out of this and it's not anything that's a tasty treat.
Brandy, what would you say?
I love him too much to even let him.
My husband wouldn't even attempt.
Oh my gosh. But I mean, I would need a safe word. Now I feel like I need a safe word with Travis.
I mean, before I had the baby, I remember I went in and I didn't even say anything to my doctor. And she was like, Brandy, are you okay down there?
Wait, why?
Because of her hemorrhoids.
They're so bad. Oh. So she literally gave me lidocaine. And she's like, I feel like you need to go see someone to have those removed.
Have you ever had it? Yes, I would. I mean, I would need a safe word. I'd be like meatloaf. Like, I would do anything for love, but I will not do that. Mm. If I'm not too asshole looking, I would never.
Okay, I have to tell you, I think I found a wedding venue.
Oh, yay.
Yay.
Do yes.
Do you have it situated?
No, but it's on its way to be situated. So we went last week to Cabo, and I pretty much already knew where this was going to happen. I did the wedding tour months before I even proposed, got all of the numbers together, contract, blah, blah, blah. And it was really more just formality for Zach to see it, which is really how a lot of things go. That was the same way I bought the house. I kind of bought it and I was like, oh my God, do you want to see the house? And there we go. But I took him to another resort and he agreed that I made the right choice. So I think we have decided on Cabo. Because let me tell you what, Cabo is much cheaper than getting married in the United States. Much cheaper. But something I did not know is you actually cannot get legally married in Cabo right now. Anyone. Because there are so many weddings happening in Mexico now post-COVID that were moved that there is not enough people in the Mexican government to transfer your marriage license to the U.S. So if you want to do it, it's like crazy expensive, but a lot of the resorts are just not even like messing with it. And they're saying your wedding's symbolic only. So I will actually have to get married either before or after the United States.
So you have to go to like the courthouse. Justice, like the, yeah, the courthouse yeah. and like do it. Oh, that's very curious.
I feel like everybody kind of has to go to the courthouse because you got to go get your marriage license anyway.
Yeah,
that's
and
true.
And then it's just like, okay. This
might as well.
Yeah.
Do also, it. Did y'all watch the new Hocus Pocus?
Yes, I no. did. I watched it last night with Brinkley.
What were your thoughts?
Okay, so.
Yeah. I know. I feel I agree.
It was bad. It was not the best movie that I've seen some of these people in. Like,
wait, was it the
right.
same cast? Or
yes.
was it,
it seemed like a very cheap, cheesy. Like,
cheap and cheesy.
Like you would see.
Like a Taco like, Bell nacho.
Yeah.
It was not good. I'm not going to watch it because the other day I watched The Munsters or something that Travis put on and it was the dumbest thing with Cruz and it was so stupid. I could not. It was the dumbest thing I've ever watched in my life. So
it was
focus,
just,
focus.
It was like the comedy. They were trying too hard and it was.
Yeah.
Like the whole thing in Disney movies where like the parents are oblivious really just like irks me. That killed it for me. It just yeah. wasn't.
But also, if it's a classic, if they did something good the first time, like don't try to redo it because it's never going to be as good as the first time. I think that's where like every like a lot of these
reboots mess
reboots,
up.
Reboots. It's almost yeah. like they're too lazy to come up with new things. I swear to you, whenever Brandy and I were growing up, we had like the best like Disney cartoons, the yeah. best everything. And now they're just like remaking everything, like Hocus Pocus, every Disney movie known to man, like The Lion King, everything, which
yeah,
is fine.
They did the little
but
mermaid.
Like.
That little girl is beautiful.
She's mm-hmm. Her voice is amazing. But also, like, can we also get new content?
Right. I feel like Disney,
I would like to learn new
well,
songs.
Maybe you should use your Skillshare and work on that.
I swear. I'm going to have to go.
You know, I would really love for you two to just, like, one day as a passion project, record a song.
Yeah. Well, you know what? We should create
I can
our
tell
own
you,
thing.
I cannot sing. Like, I cannot sing. I've been on testosterone for about a year. I'm hairier, my voice is deeper. Like all of the above. So along with my hemorrhoids,
you
I'm pretty much in the male these days.
You can be the male vocals
you
then.
You know what? I will say, whenever you do a hemorrhoid, or not hemorrhoids, I'm not thinking about your butthole.
See? I knew you like
whenever
my butthole.
Whenever you do testosterone, it is like you do have like hair, like sometimes I'll find
oh
a little
God.
Whisker. I'm like what in the world?
I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to have to get me a man razor.
Oh, wow.
It's
very
sucks.
Uncomfortable.
Speaking but of my another voice, thing I don't that, feel like my voice is, I wish my voice would get lower because I feel like I have that really big
oh, well,
shit in my
if
voice.
You need a low voice, I got you covered, girl.
Okay, well, speaking of being uncomfortable, thank you so much for listening. You can follow Stephanie.
Oh, at Steph. Oh, not Hayes. That's my main name. Steph Holman on Instagram and Facebook.
At Brandy Redman.
And you can follow our podcast at BS The Podcast.
Bye. Bye.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.